Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
505 DGS, happy Monday to you. This coming out of nowhere. So I had a lot of hobbies as a kid and played instruments and played a bunch of sports and had pretty good success. If you could go back and focus on one thing, like you're going to become, try to become a professional, something creative, what would you do? Like, I think it might be drums for me. I think I might have just leaned into that and taken, you know, gone to school for it and
writing.
Writing?
Yeah. I enjoy writing. I'm not very good at it, and I wish I was better. I would like to be able to write, like, good things. You know what I mean? I mean, the way I'm speaking.
That's cute how you said that.
Yeah. The way I'm speaking should clue you into my writing skills.
I wish I could write good.
Skip, how about you?
I think guitar. I played trombone all the way till I got married. I was in a jazz band, and it was fun. And, I played piano and guitar growing up, and there was other stuff going on,
yeah.
And I didn't quite
have the discipline.
And I like guitar music better than any other music. I love it, and it was discipline thing, yeah. Exactly.
For
it was
some
a total
reason,
discipline
that wasn't
thing.
Pushed a lot to play an instrument. It wasn't cool, and at that time, you didn't think, oh, you could be in a band for whatever reason.
I mean, when I quit playing. I was in seventh grade when I quit, you know, doing lessons. And no, later than that, way later than that, sophomore in high school, I think, when I stopped. And I didn't have the natural, like someone like Jimmy Griffin would have, where it's so natural. But I knew how to read music and knew all the other music stuff, too. And I could play, like I said, I played jazz, a jazz band with trombone. I could have done more than that with guitar, and I think
How about
wish
you, Rach?
I had.
Probably would have focused on piano because I did take less. It's exact same story as Skip,
yeah.
So there's no need to rehash it, but it wasn't cool to me. I wanted to be really good at it, and I didn't want to put the practice in, and I also wanted to learn to play by ear instead of focusing on getting really good at reading music, so I wish I could go back.
I could never do anything. Like, I never started anything that I never finished because I didn't start a lot of things, I guess. Just kids' sports and stuff, but I wouldn't have wanted to.
What about your Xanadu?
Oh, my roller skating. I could have been a world-class roller skater.
That national.
I wish I would have learned an instrument. I wish I would have learned a language. I always wanted to be an actress. I think that would be fun, but yeah, I never started something.
Did you ever do any plays or drama at school or anything like that?
No.
Would you now?
Would I do a play now?
I thought about it. I wish I would have acted.
Yeah, I probably would have.
I never did, but I should find some small community
theater.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
I think that would be fun, too.
I do think
that would
be fun.
Yeah.
I did the KMOX Holiday show one year.
Did you kill it?
Yeah, killed it. Brought the house down.
They were like, trash.
Yeah.
Give her three lines back there. Okay, Sweet 16 of Villains You Can't Help But Like. Where'd we leave off?
Rach.
All right, I'm going to go with Mr. Burns.
Ah, good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's an even better category than I thought. These are
good. Yeah, it is a good one. I'll go with, I'm really torn, but I don't think, between two guys from the same show. I was going to say Michael Scott or Dwight Schrute, and I think Dwight should be on there more than Michael, don't you? Because he's more of a villain.
He's cast as more of a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Dwight?
I think so. Just to be devil's advocate, I think I root for Michael more than I root for Dwight.
I know.
He's
That's
not
why
as
I want to
big
put
of a
Michael
villain,
on
but
there.
He's the one that we all want to have succeed where
okay,
everybody
so
couldn't care less about
there,
Dwight succeed. I don't know.
He's
a worse idiot, but he's way less likable.
And you're just not cross things out.
He's way less likable.
So what would you guys think about Snape?
Ooh, because from Harry Potter.
Snape.
Oh, I gotta
because
recuse myself.
You don't super root for him until you kind of know already that he's.
I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah.
Way to go, man.
Yeah. How about Roy Batty from Blade Runner? Guy's just trying to live his life. Guy's just trying to be.
You guys
free.
Know Road Runner. You guys know Blade Runner?
No.
Yeah.
Nirmal from Garfield.
Oh, for the love of God.
Put him on the list.
Nirmal.
Isn't that Garfield's cousin?
Yes.
Is he a bad guy? I don't know enough about Garfield.
Is he just like Garfield's rival?
He's Garfield's foil. Yeah, he's a foil. Garfield's got to pack him up and ship him to Abu Dhabi.
For some reason.
I think Nirmal, he's effeminate, but I think Nirmal is a boy.
I don't think you can do that anymore. I'm going to go with Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh.
Because I would probably have beaten Shelley Duvall with a bat as well. So, even without being possessed.
Just, oh, my God.
Kind of annoying.
Skip. All right.
Oh, God, Dave's possessed. No, I'm not.
I'm going to go. I don't know which one of these. Let me go with Walter White.
That's great.
I mean, can't get much worse than a meth cooker distributor.
Yeah, but you don't
but
want
I
him
rooted
to get caught.
For him in every episode.
You don't want him to go to jail.
Yeah. How about Newman?
Hey, good one. Oh, I like
Newman. Are there a lot left?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to throw out my last two and you guys can decide. Because you said Godzilla, it made me think of King Kong or Michael Corleone from The Godfather.
I like that one.
I like Michael.
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody watch any of the Nathan Fielder shows, like The Rehearsal on HBO Now or Nathan For You on Comedy Central?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar, but no.
Okay.
Is Garfield in that?
Then I'm tapped. Unfortunately,
no, but
not
Nirmal
yet.
Is. I'll throw them out. I had Loki. I had Hans Gruber.
Oh, yeah.
I like Loki.
Terminator, Predator, Norman Bates, and... B-R-U-S-E.
Bruce?
Oh, yeah, Bruce the shark from Jaws.
Okay.
I thought you were like Terminator. Being cute and spelling
throw one
it.
Out.
You really didn't know what you
know
wrote.
What I wrote.
No. I'll throw one out for you, Dave. Okay. Dr. Zaius.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put him on.
Favorite character.
Loved him.
Yeah.
I had Jaime Lannister.
I had Tyrion Lannister. Both of them. Yeah. I think both of them fit really
Which
good.
Which one do you think we should go on?
Probably Jaime, because Tyrion was villain, pretty yeah. good the whole, yeah. yeah, even though it was the same family. Yeah.
I'm putting Jaime Lannister on. That's a good one. All
and
right.
then my other one was Frank Underwood. Yeah. I don't know if you're House of Cards fans either.
Yeah. Oh.
Very like Walter White.
Yeah, it's difficult days for Kevin Spacey on
yeah.
Sweet 16.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We all kind of went, we know him.
He's made several Sweet 16s, though.
He doesn't need to be on that list.
Okay. Villains you can't help but like. Darth Vader versus Nirmal Garfield
Nemesis.
Which I that, heard Darth Vader was based on.
That's kind of would be a great fight.
I only know Darth, so I have to vote for Darth.
I'll vote for Darth, but you know I got love for Nirmal.
Honorable
way,
mention.
I think it, here.
Which way will
let
you
me
vote,
just tell
Dave?
You something. We all give Andrew trouble. But he did that on purpose because it was funny and he knew Nirmal had no chance.
Yes.
And so good for him. Great way to go.
He's scrappy.
He may have meant it.
I mean, there's plenty of slots open. He saw what he was writing Nirmal down when he wrote it down.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. He did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
Tony Soprano versus Walter White.
Oh,
see, there
why
they
would
are.
You put those two up against each
and
other?
And that's the
great.
Evolution of a genre because The Sopranos started it, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Every great acclaimed show now has heroes that are bad people.
Mm-hmm. I would vote both
from
of them.
From Ozark
through.
To whatever, yeah.
I gotta say Walter White. Breaking Bad, I think, is the final
I kinda
show
do too. I have to say Walter White.
Made. Same.
Well, I'm saying Tony, but he's not gonna win.
I would have too. Wile E. Coyote versus Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes.
Well, I don't know him, so I'm going to have to go with Wile E.
Dr. Zaius?
I don't know him.
I don't.
Maybe you should meet him.
You said it so petty. You were like,
maybe
well, I don't know him.
Will you book him for the show?
Hello, David.
There's no contradiction between faith and science.
Wiley. It's weird that you have such a good Dr. Zayas impression.
Killer Dr. Zayas.
All right, so Wiley, right?
Wiley.
Yeah.
Wiley.
Mr. Burns versus Loki.
Well, I don't know Loki, so I'm going to
I think Loki's
Burns.
A really good.
Well, you watched something on TV, please.
I knew half of the things on here.
Mr. Burns.
I love The Simpsons, but I think I'm going to go Loki. I think it's a really good, solid definition of the category.
I agree.
Yeah,
I love Burns.
Yeah. I know I put him on the list, but I don't root for Mr. Burns that
right.
much. I love him, but I'm not like, yes, please.
Yes.
Stick
Hopefully it
to
comes
the,
out all right for him in the end.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So Loki?
Loki.
Dwight Schrute versus Jaime Lannister.
I personally root for Jaime more.
I will too, Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime.
Sylvester the Cat versus Michael Corleone. I love those.
I'm going to say Michael.
I'm going to say Sylvester. He killed way less people.
I'll go Michael.
That we know of.
Exactly. Michael Corleone moves on. Godzilla versus Newman.
Oh,
that's great. Newman.
I love Newman.
Yeah, I'll go.
One
Newman.
Of my favorite characters. Right. Yeah,
Godzilla. Newman.
Even though Godzilla is a great pick.
Yeah. Newman moves on.
Newman.
Hannibal Lecter versus Jack Torrance.
I'll go Lecter.
I will also go Lecter. He's just so slimy.
Yeah. I said yeah. Jack, and I'll even go Lecter.
I'll go Hannibal.
522 DGS and KMOX. Thanks for tuning in to our first day back. Go to DGS and KMOX for our Twitter page. How are we doing on that?
Pretty well, but we need more followers, so okay. Go follow us.
So there you go. DGS on KMOX. Sweet 16 of Villains You Can't Help But Kind of Love. Someone on Twitter submitted Plankton. I think that's genius. Love it. One of my favorite characters ever. Here we go. Elite 8, Darth Vader versus Walter White.
Darth. I have to go Walter.
I'm going to go Darth Vader.
I'll go Walter.
I'll go Walter.
I never watched it, so I have to go Darth. What's that do?
That's, I think Walter.
Walter, yeah.
Walter carried it.
I don't know.
Wile E. Coyote versus Loki.
Wile E.
Me too. That's a hard one.
I'll go distracted by that noise. Wile E. Coyote.
Is that not you?
No.
I thought it was you, like,
somebody, I thought it was
leg.
You tapping your foot. Yeah.
Someone in the other room or yeah. something.
Oh, okay. It's like hammering something.
I bet it's Sean.
Hammering. Oh, I'll go
Wiley. I don't even remember who the other guy besides Wiley was. I'm sorry. I got so distracted.
Jaime Lannister. I forget these things work. Versus Michael Corleone.
Michael Corleone.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Corleone.
Newman versus Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, I like them both.
One and the same.
I'm going Hannibal, although I do love Newman.
Gotta be Hannibal. You just gotta.
Yeah.
I'll go Hannibal.
It's a great Final Four. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
Well, new month. You know, it's funny. I've been saying since the pandemic began that we're not charging over list and we're, you know, everybody else. And now all of a sudden it's the in vogue thing to just announce that I'm the only person in town not charging. Yeah, right. You know, there's several people that are saying that, but oh well. But welcome to the party.
I
we're
hate
not,
those guys.
We're not gouging people. We're not marking up. And I think I didn't get a chance to talk about it in July, but we continue to be the best reviewed Chevy dealer in St. Louis. The reviews have come out again, and at the beginning of every month, and that's great. And sometimes I get a little bit nervous because we have some negative reviews come in. The good thing is the difference with us is we handle them. And most of them get turned around. I would be lying if I said we're 100%. You can't, I mean, you just can't be there. But we are, you know, when these scores are, everybody else is in the sixes and we're in the 600s and we're in the 800s, that should tell you
yeah.
who takes care of people the best.
Anything so. Cool coming out, new Chevy vehicles this year?
So, The big thing, the buzz with everything is the electric vehicles. And I was out in L.A. at the All-Star game to see the unveiling of the electric Blazer. and it might be the coolest vehicle ever invented.
Wow.
It's 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds, instant high speed, but it's just beautiful. And I can sit in the front seat very comfortably. I can sit in the back seat very comfortably. It's an all-purpose vehicle. It's really, really nice. And it's going to be the third vehicle Chevy offers electric, followed a couple months later by the Equinox. And they'll have Bolt, Silverado, Blazer, and Equinox, the four most popular segments. They'll have something in every segment with the EV. And it's just showing we're all in. But keep selling the gas versions of the same thing. So it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. But those EVs don't come till next year.
Gotcha. Final four of villains you can't help but love. Walter White versus Wile E. Coyote.
Oh.
Walter.
Wile
E. I'm going to go Walter also. Oh, wait. I'm going to go Wile E. also.
Wile
E.? I'm going to go Wile E. also.
We'll go Walter and push it to Trish.
I just...
Ah!
Gotta be faster.
Do you know these two characters?
Yes.
Okay, just asking.
Shut up. What do I do? Wile E.
Answer.
They're both super geniuses.
Michael Corleone versus Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Hannibal.
I gotta go Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Okay. Hannibal versus Wile E. Coyote.
Oh. That's a good one.
I still gotta say Hannibal.
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E.
Super genius.
Don't answer.
Okay.
It still makes you pick.
Somebody answer.
It still
Hannibal,
makes you
Hannibal.
Pick.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Hannibal.
Is that Hannibal?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Skip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.